Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Just Between Dad and Me, a Father and Daughter Keepsake Journal to Create Meaningful Conversations by Worldwide Creativity Mindfulness is a guided interactive journal designed for fathers and daughters to complete together. It sits at the intersection of family journal, keepsake book, and relationship building activity, with a clear emphasis on conversation rather than passive reading. The book uses prompts, playful challenges, and creative spaces for writing and drawing to help both participants exchange thoughts about everyday experiences, feelings, values, and memories. Its purpose is practical as well as emotional. It gives fathers a structured way to connect with daughters who may not always know how to start deeper conversations. The result is a shared record that can be revisited over time, preserving the dialogue as a family keepsake. In a crowded category of bonding journals, this title stands out for its direct father-daughter focus and its combination of mindfulness, gratitude, and memory making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a guided format that lowers the barrier to meaningful father-daughter conversation. The core value of this journal is that it provides structure where many families need it most. Fathers who want to connect more deeply with their daughters may not always know what questions to ask or how to move beyond brief daily check-ins. This book solves that problem by supplying prompts and activities that make conversation feel concrete and manageable. Instead of expecting participants to generate topics from scratch, it offers a ready-made sequence that invites reflection, response, and follow-up. That matters because meaningful dialogue often depends less on intensity than on consistency and ease of entry. A guided format reduces hesitation, especially in relationships where talking openly may not come naturally. It also supports a back-and-forth rhythm, allowing both father and daughter to answer the same prompt and compare perspectives. In this way, the journal functions less like a workbook and more like a conversation scaffold. Its practical strength is not simply that it asks questions, but that it makes sustained communication easier to begin and easier to repeat. Secondly, interactive writing and drawing turn the journal into a shared activity. This book is built around participation, not observation. The prompts are paired with space for writing, doodling, coloring, and other light creative responses, which gives the exchange a more playful and accessible tone. That design is important because it broadens the book's appeal beyond children who enjoy journaling in a traditional sense. Some father-daughter pairs may be more comfortable drawing a quick response than composing a long entry, and others may use the activities as a way to ease into fuller conversation. The creative elements also help balance emotional discussion with low-pressure engagement. A page can invite reflection without feeling formally clinical or overly serious. This makes the journal useful across different moods and ages, especially when a family wants connection without the expectation of a long sit-down talk. The hands-on format also helps create a visible record of the relationship, since each page becomes an artifact of shared time. In category terms, the book distinguishes itself by treating creativity as a communication tool rather than decoration. Thirdly, the journal frames emotional bonding as an active part of fatherhood. A notable theme in the book is the idea that fathers strengthen their daughters' sense of self through intentional presence. The journal reflects a broader view of fatherhood, in which emotional availability matters as much as guidance or protection. By prompting fathers to participate in conversations about experiences, feelings, values, and memories, the book treats connection as something built through repeated engagement. This gives the journal a developmental dimension. It is not only about making time together pleasant, but about helping daughters feel seen, heard, and valued. That emphasis helps explain why the book resonates as more than a novelty gift. It is positioned as a tool for relationship formation, especially in families that want to deepen trust or maintain closeness over time. The structure also implicitly encourages fathers to share appropriately about themselves, which can make the relationship more reciprocal. In practical terms, the book suggests that emotional closeness grows through small, regular acts of attention rather than occasional dramatic gestures. Fourthly, mindfulness. Gratitude and reflection give the prompts a developmental purpose beyond simple bonding. The journal carries a self-development orientation that aligns with its publisher's broader mission. The prompts are presented as a way to encourage mindfulness, gratitude, and personal reflection within the family setting. That gives the book a slightly different purpose from a casual memory book or a novelty questionnaire. It encourages father and daughter to notice what they value, how they feel, and how they understand their own experiences. This reflective aspect matters because the book is not only preserving memories, it is shaping how those memories are interpreted while they are being made. For daughters, that can mean practicing self-expression in a supportive relationship. For fathers, it can mean modeling attentiveness and thoughtful listening. The developmental value lies in the repeated habit of noticing and naming ordinary life experiences, which can improve communication over time. Because the journal is structured around reflection rather than performance, It can also create a calmer environment for discussing both positive and difficult topics. That gives the book a more durable educational function than a purely decorative keepsake. Lastly, its keepsake design makes the finished journal part of the relationship story. The book is designed to be saved, revisited, and experienced as a record of the relationship, rather than a one-time activity. That keepsake quality is central to its appeal and distinguishes it from many prompt books that are meant only for short-term use. Each completed page becomes evidence of shared attention, shared answers, and shared growth. Over time, the journal can capture how a daughter's interests, questions, and sense of self change, while also showing how the father responds across different stages. This archival dimension adds practical and emotional value because the book becomes a family artifact with long-term meaning. It may also be especially useful as a gift for occasions such as Father's Day or birthdays, when the goal is to offer something personal rather than disposable. Compared with similar journals, this one stands out by combining intimacy with permanence. It invites immediate conversation, but it is also built to last as a memory object. That dual function is a major part of its identity in the father-daughter journal category. In conclusion, Just Between Dad and Me is best suited for fathers and daughters who want a structured way to connect without forcing conversation to feel formal or difficult. It is especially useful for families who value shared activities, reflective prompts, and a keepsake they can revisit later. The book offers practical benefits by making it easier to begin meaningful exchanges, encouraging both participants to listen and respond, and creating a gentle rhythm for regular bonding. Its intellectual value is modest, but real. It reflects a thoughtful understanding of how relationships are strengthened through repeated attention, not occasional big moments. What distinguishes it from many other father-daughter books is its combination of interactivity and preservation. It is not only a prompt journal and not only a memory book, it is both at once. That makes it more durable than a one-off activity and more engaging than a static gift item. Readers looking for a family-centered tool that supports conversation, creativity, and emotional closeness will find it aligned with those goals. If you would like to support Worldwide Creativity Mindfulness, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.